This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today my guest is Mark Lowe from Yux Auto Repair. And we're going to be talking about the BBB. This podcast episode came to fruition through a class that I was teaching about AI, and I was talking about how AI likes trust signals from the BBB. And Mark and his wife were in the class, and she got pretty excited when I started talking about the BBB. So I went up to him afterwards and asked if we could record an episode. So that's what we're doing today. Before we get too far in, we'll take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. Manage and grow your shop with top features like integrated payments from 360 Payments. Declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppFuel's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at appfueled.com. Well, hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. It was kind of serendipitous when I met y'all in the class because this was a podcast episode that my team had said, we need to record about this. And I needed to find someone. And when y'all got excited when I started talking about the BBB, I was like, oh, that's my people. So I'm very happy to have you with me today.
Thank you.
So y'all were members of the Torch Award with your BBB, correct?
Correct. We were awarded the 2024 for the Midwest, our local area BBB in Omaha. We were awarded the Torch Award for Ethics in 2024.
So tell us a little bit about that award. What does it mean? How many people do you compete against, you know, for that? How does that work?
It's a pretty lengthy process. It's a pretty serious submission. I mean, you got to spend some time to go through the submission for the four packages that you have, you know, community involvement, culture inside the shop, and several other things, and basically justifying yourself and how you operate and how you do things. And obviously, the BBB wants to see Torch Award for Ethics. You want to be doing things ethically and taking care of both of your staff and your employees, as well as giving back to the community as well.
That's awesome. I did not know that about it. So they're looking at a lot more than just, and I say just, which, you know, this is a huge thing, but it's not just, is this a business that runs with a strong set of ethics, but they're looking at other things as well. I love that they're looking at the community involvement and all of that.
Exactly. You know, it's just not tied to online reviews or anything like that. It took my wife and I, we probably spent 6 or 8 hours putting this package together, you know, doing the research and writing up different scenarios where we thought we took care of a client beyond and beyond, you know, what we do for the community through our give back programs and our, you know, our veteran programs. I'm a Navy veteran myself, so any veteran program I'm all in on.
Well, thank you for your service. We appreciate that. So how long have y'all been involved in the BBB?
Years ago, we started in BBB back even before I was the sole owner of the company. We started, and it was just kind of more of a moniker, one of those like local chambers and stuff. It's just, well, I better do it because I should. But here recently, and just like any other organization, you know, the more you put into something, the more you're going to get out of it. If you become active and interact with these organizations, they'll help you out in the long run as well.
So going back to before you won the Torch Award, how often did you hear from clients that them seeing that you were a member of the BBB made an impact on them choosing your shop?
Not a lot. We would get requests for different items, you know, how much to fix my car and stuff like that, a request. Some people would go to the BBB to find a shop. Others would just go online and Google and whatnot. But before we got the award, probably, you know, maybe one or two every 6 months or so, we'd have someone reach out through the BBB sites.
So people were seeing it. It just wasn't a huge impact at that time.
Correct. It wasn't at the top of the list.
When it came to that time when you started applying for the Torch Award, was there anything that application process revealed to you about your business?
It makes you think. It really made you think about, all right, because you're always wondering as a business owner, regardless of what business it is, you're always wondering, all right, am I doing the right thing? Am I helping my employees? Am I helping my staff be the best they can be? You know, I hate sounding cliche-ish, but I don't care what business you're in. If you're not taking care of your people, then you're not going to succeed. But it made you think about all your processes and your procedures that you have in place to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
So it was a good litmus test.
Exactly.
Is there anything that you would say that y'all changed when going through that process where you saw, oh, this is an opportunity for us to be better?
Biggest thing is not necessarily how I treated them, but what I offered them in the way of training. Because everybody wants to better themselves. And so, you know, the more training that I can offer them, the more avenues of training. Because, you know, in the automotive world, it's usually from 6 to 9 at night, they have classes. And nobody really wants to work all day long and go to a class at night. So, you know, what other avenues, you know, do I have that I can help them succeed?
Was that something that the BBB looked at during the application process? Was the training you offer?
Yes, training, both online, in person. You know, what do I do in shop? Do I bring people in? Do I have lunch and learns, whatever you want to call them?
And what do you do for training now?
Pretty much all of that. We are getting ready to go to Vision in Kansas City. I shut down the shop. We all wagon carpool down on Thursday night. We go to classes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a good team builder. Get everybody out, get them together instead of with the family things going on. Just kind of gets them out of town, and it's a good avenue to help them. And they get to pick the classes that they want. You know, I let them pick the classes.
I think that's something that I see as a commonality when we look at the shops that we have an idea in our head that, like, these are the best of the best shops. Many of them will shut down for the entire time and go to something like Vision or ASTA or STX. You know, it's not a matter of just sending one or two people and keeping the staff there. They just close the shop, and that's quite a commitment. So it does definitely say a lot about, you know, who you are and the culture that you have in the business and everything.
Right. You know, the technicians, they enjoy it. I don't normally bring my technicians. I bring my service advisors as well, because they have several management classes and best practice classes for that side of the house as well.
So let's go to the point where you win the award. You get a notification that y'all have won. What happened at that point?
Obviously, they have a big production here in Omaha. They have a lunch where they present all of the businesses, you know, been awarded the award, handouts and flyers. And you could get all of the online recognition through posters, and, you know, you can hang in the waiting room, the online stuff you can tag onto your website, which that was one of the first things I did, was have a pop-up. As soon as you click onto my website, there was a pop-up that came up, you know, Better Business Bureau Award, Torch Award for Ethics. And then I did the same for the international one too. Then you get, you know, get your award, nice award that you can, you know, put in your front lobby. And, you know, whenever people come in and look at that stuff, you know, you can kind of explain to them why and how you got it.
And how does that work? Do they choose like a business from each category, or can there be, say, multiple auto repair shops that get the Torch Award?
When I won ours, there was two other auto repair shops. And in the Midwest, BBB has a pretty big reach. So there was one up in farther reaches of Omaha, and then there was one actually out of Kansas that won it. So there was three auto repair shops that won it that year. So they just do, it just depends on how many apply. They go through, once you win the award, you're asked to sit on basically a judgment board for the following year to see if you felt that their package rated being awarded the award as well. So it's not just the 1 year when you receive it, you're asked to continually, you know, give back to the program by helping judge.
So once you receive that, like, can you get it multiple years in a row, or is that something where you get it once and that's kind of it?
I think there's a like 2 or 3 year time frame before you can get it again. But yeah, I think next year or the year after, I could apply for it again.
Okay. Once you got that, what kind of an impact did it make on the business as far, you know, we talked about before you got it and just the regular BBB membership. What happened afterwards?
It kind of made everybody, you know, the staff, especially the front, the service advisors and whoever worked up front with the clients. I mean, you know, you put that little statuette right there on the front of the receptionist desk, And, you know, you can point it out to them, and it just made them feel a little bit prouder, a little bit more secure on, you know, that we do things the right way and that we take care of our clients. No matter what, the client always comes first.
That's interesting, too. And I never really thought about the impact that it would make on your own team and the pride that they have in the business.
Yeah, because obviously when we got it, we bring it back and, you know, had a staff meeting with everybody and, you know, told them what it meant and, you know, that it wasn't just me or my wife doing the paperwork for it. There was a reason behind it, because if we didn't have anything to submit in the package, then there wouldn't have been any awards. So, you know, they, you know, explained to them and told them that they were key to the shop winning this.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss is the shop management software that works the way you need it to, so you can reach your biggest goals without slowing down. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your base. Get into ShopBoss mode with an ROI dashboard that gives you critical information at a glance and updates in real time. And accelerate your payments with BossPay, powered by 360 Payments, by giving your customers more ways to pay. From text to pay, remote payments and consumer financing, to compliance, surcharging, and PayPal and Venmo mobile pay options. BossPay puts your customers in the driver's seat and keeps your business moving. Plus, their entire team is on deck to help you simplify your day-to-day, flag more hours, and generate more revenue. Other software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point-of-sale system. Bring Fortune 500-level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. What brought this up was being in that class at Elites Ignite, and I was talking about AI, and AI essentially looks, when you assign it a task, for example, you know, say that you want it to find you an auto repair shop. I like to tell people that it's going to think much more like an executive assistant that knows you and the things that are important to you when it's searching, and it wants to not just find the result, but it wants to find a good result and make a recommendation specifically to you. And we have found that the Better Business Bureau, it is a major trust signal that AI looks at. I'm curious, in your case, have you found that you have a lot of people coming? I was recommended by ChatGPT.
We're getting a little bit more, but a lot of it is when they come into the shop and we explain it to them that we're awarded it. It's almost like they get a relief or a wash over them that saying, all right, okay, the BBB is saying this about them, so I think I can trust them. And then, you know, it falls into our lap on how we take care of them. It gets them in the door, and then once they're in the door, it kind of gives them a little bit, you know, drops down their wall a little bit. But then obviously it's up to us to make sure we take care of them correctly.
And how all of you leverage this in your marketing? I see it right there on the homepage of the website when I go.
Yep, it's right there on the homepage of the website. It's been on Facebook and all the online, you know, the social media. It was promoted pretty heavily. Once you get done with the initial assault of doing that, you know, then it's just like a time thing that you can throw up there every now and again just to make sure the new person that is looking for you, make sure that they see it as well.
I'm going to be completely honest. I had a bad experience with them when I had my shop. Somebody had made a complaint and we went to talk to them and they were requiring us to become a member to do anything about that complaint, you know, and it didn't sit right with me. So I may have kind of shot myself in the foot by, you know, allowing that to keep me from getting involved. So I personally know very little about the BBB. Like, do they have functions and you know, networking events and things like that ever? Or, you know, how does that work?
Absolutely. They have, you know, the networking events. They have different training classes available that they put on, whether it be a marketing or a disgruntled employee or a disgruntled company. How do you, you know, a client, how do you handle them? They do also, they also do community givebacks, you know, toys for the homeless package. You know, we donated a bunch of toys. We just drop them off at the BBB offices, and they go to the local homeless shelters and give the kids that are staying there, basically make a Christmas for them. I just have to say, our Midwest BBB is pretty hands-on as far as, you know, availing you to other opportunities, not just training, but to, like you said, social events, get-togethers, you know, meet and greets, morning coffees, stuff like that.
That's really cool to hear. I mean, obviously, this is something, not only would you do it again, but you're going to do it again, it sounds like, when the next time comes up.
Exactly. And then when this last year, when they had the Midwest Torch Award for Ethics, they actually asked me to be a presenter, and I was able to present four other companies in the area that won the award. I was able to present them the award that they won.
So they're giving you opportunities after winning, which I know you said that they involve you in a lot of things, but even giving you the opportunity to present the awards, which has got to be a really good feeling.
Oh, it's amazing. Giving this award out, and you know, the people receiving it were just as excited and happy as I was when we received ours.
Well, we talked about the BBB and the trust signals. Do you have any other things in your business that you have found to be like strong trust signals, any kind of memberships, affiliations, or certifications?
I'm stressing the ASE, which is part of the training, which I feel is part of the training. So I'm stressing the ASE. As a matter of fact, I've got my renewals here in 2 days, and one of my other techs is taking his initial tests about the same time. So it's just trying to get everybody trained up, because I feel that the more confident they are in their abilities, the better product they're going to put out as well. That way the client is that much happier.
So with things like ASE, it's not even always about what does the client think, but even how does the technician feel about themselves when they pass them?
Exactly. Are they confident enough in their own personal abilities to tackle a job that, well, maybe let's say, you know, none of the other techs want to touch it or something like that. But, you know, you get them to the point where they say, yeah, I got it. I'll do that. No problem. I got it. You know, that's what you want to have, is you want to have their confidence. Do you want to overtrain them and want them to leave? Well, you know, that's part of the game. But as long as they're happy and you're taking care of them, I'm not going to worry about them trying to look for another job. Because if they leave, that's my fault. I did something wrong.
Yeah, not too long ago, we were cleaning out our office because Kim wanted to remodel. And when we did that, I found my old ASE certifications, and I had completely forgotten that I had gotten the L1 and the service advisor certification and all of that. You know, I remembered that, you know, that I was a master, but I'd forgotten about these other ones. And there was a bit of a sense of pride when I saw that. It was like, oh yeah, yeah, I did that. So
you get the little gold magnet that you could put on your toolbox.
So those shop owners that they don't get involved with things like these, the opinion, well, my work speaks for itself, or I don't have to do any marketing, everything comes from a referral, or what would you say to?
I'd almost say they're missing the boat. You got to take care of your people. Got to not necessarily, don't have to joke around with them every single day, but, you know, treat them like people, get to know them, get to know their families, and you're missing out. I think they're really missing out. Bettering them makes you better.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you being with me today to talk about this. Any last words for our listeners?
Just do the right thing. Whether are we going to hit a home run every time we touch a car? Absolutely not. We're all human. Once you get the human fingers into things, things happen. Things break. But just do the right thing and take care of the people, take care of the client.
Well, thank you again. I look forward to seeing you at Vision.
We'll be down there. I'll make sure I come by and say hi.
Yeah, for our listeners, I'll be teaching the full 4-hour version of that AI class on how to get your shop recommended by AI. So if you haven't signed up for that and you're going to Vision, make sure to sign up for that class. Remember, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can find the others as well as the app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. I hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.